Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose and Breezy.
Good morning.
68 for the high today, and yes, we're going to see a lot of sun, so we'll take it. You may hate to admit this, you guys, but how many of you listening hate the fact that your ex is thriving? If so, call us and tell us about
it. There's so many of you that are like, me, me.
585-252-9800. Let's get it. You ever check up on your ex and they're somehow living a better life than you? They got a new job, new teeth.
Yeah.
They're suddenly running marathons.
No, not for me, but I mean, I hear those stories for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you can say how happy you are for them until you're blue in the face. But deep down, you're lying. And I don't think you should feel bad about that. I think it's normal to feel a certain way when you generally see someone doing better than you, especially an ex. You know how many times I've looked an ex in the eyes and said, I wish you the best. I don't mean it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'll never forget when I was living my 12 years in California. You know, I had moments of success and moments of failure. I had a lot of struggles, but I did. I had a lot of accomplishments I'm proud of. And when my ex and I broke up, I remember
that was my biggest one.
I remember her touching base when I get back home to Rochester. She saw everything I was doing. And she sent me a message that said, looks like you're doing well. Happy for you. And she hated that I was happy and thriving. Hated it.
Is this your real estate agent?
No.
Oh.
No, my ex in LA. But it made me feel so good. And it's why you shouldn't block anyone online either. Let them see how well you're doing.
Oh my God, I would never. I would never.
You would never block anyone?
No.
No, of course
not. But I've always been blocked.
Right. Oh yeah,
which is so crazy because I would throw him a like every once in a while. I'd throw him a bone.
Sure,
you gotta absolutely not. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. My support.
The phones are ringing. Hello, PXY.
Morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And you know, I just have to say it's really true what you guys are talking about because I was dating a real loser, and I hate that he's doing well. You know?
Okay.
I hate it. Okay. Like, seriously? I mean, he's only doing well because of me, and that just sucks, you know? And, you know, if it wasn't for me, he'd be sitting around drinking energy drinks and eating frozen pizza and, like, picking his nose. It's, like, ridiculous.
Cute.
You're fired up, Danielle. When did this relationship, when did it end?
About a year or so ago.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, you know,
you're unhappy that he's doing well now?
Yeah, like what?
Yes, because like he was a nightmare, exactly. So like, you know, I used to beg him to go on walks with me or go to the gym or get a better job, and right. He would never do any of that. He was just so lazy. And you know, I'm not proud of it, but I did end up cheating on him and moving on to somebody better. But I never cheated on him physically. Like, I cheated on him emotionally.
Oh, that's much better. Sure.
I think so. I mean,
She's
I just
like, of
got,
course.
You know, he, what do you expect? The guy was just a lump, and he was just a nightmare, and he never wanted to do anything.
Danielle, I'm sure it must feel good to take a nice steamy dump all over this poor guy, but if he was so gross to you, why did you start dating him to begin with?
Correct.
Well, he wasn't that way when I started. I mean, he seemed like he had his act together, and then he just kind of, just gave up on everything. Yeah,
was he depressed?
Some of those things were... No, it was more like I was making good money, so he didn't have to kind of thing. It's kind of like he was like, oh, well, I'm just going to take the easy way out, you know, he kind was of thing, I think.
So he was comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, a little too comfortable, you know. And then, you know, we end up breaking up, and he loses over 70 pounds. And now he's posting these shirtless gym selfies, and everybody's like, wow, you look so amazing. You know, and I'm thinking, where was this guy? Where was this guy when he was sitting around inhaling mozzarella sticks in my car every night?
Oh, man. This is brutal.
You know?
He's seeking his revenge.
I don't want him back.
His revenge body.
But you know, yeah. I guess so. I wouldn't even want him back.
Why can't you just be happy for him?
I don't know. It just bugs me. Like,
because secretly, you know, we can't be, right?
I guess so, because I just hate that he waited until after he was with me to get his life back together. And then and for some reason, it just gets under my skin that he's doing well. And he was when he was with me.
Nightmare.
You know? I don't know. Part of me feels like you should be happy for him as far as his health is concerned, that he's turned his act around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I did reach out to him, you know, to see how he was doing, and he didn't even respond. Like,
do you blame him? You cheated on him.
Right.
But it wasn't like that. I just got really attached to somebody else, and then, you know, we broke up, and then I started being with this other guy. It wasn't like I was running around on him. Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's better.
I know. Whatever you got to tell yourself, Danielle. That's wild. So are you still with the other guy? Mm-hmm.
I'm still with the other guy, and I'm actually really happy with him. And I know
it's terrible, but
it just bugs me. It just bugs me that this guy is, like, you know, flaunting it all over the place. And he's got such a fat ego that used to go with his fat body. And now I hope he gains all that weight back.
Oh, Danielle, come on. That's
this is wild.
Danielle.
How are you wishing for someone's downfall and their health?
I know. What are you doing, Danielle?
This is a low point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick.
Don't go on his Facebook.
Block. Delete. Block. Delete.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what my therapist says too.
I just feel like I put in all this time and energy into the before version, and now somebody's going to get the upgraded model, and that's just not fair.
It is what it is. You sound extremely jelly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you sound so bitter.
You're very bitter. And, you know, hey, people move on, and you just happened, you helped him get to maybe a place where he needed it the most. That was your only job, and now you move on.
Yeah.
That's it. Think about it in terms of that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, have a good rest of your morning.
You sound like you're going to have a great weekend, so.
I was just calling and laying into what you're talking about and being, like, real, so.
I know.
My two cents.
I appreciate the story. All right, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, Danielle was calling in to share with us just how proud she is of her ex and all of his accomplishments. Megan says, this is my life. I helped my ex get sober, got him on track with a new job, then he left and married the next girl he met. Thriving is an understatement. It is what it
is. Like, if it's not for you, it will pass you. Like, period.
If it's not for you, it will pass you.
It's...
Preach! Let's go over to this person.
And if it's for you, it won't.
Danielle doesn't
sound like the Miami Dolphins coach. Like, if it's yours, it's yours, you know?
In order to not lose the game, you got to win the game.
In order to win, you got to win.
Danielle doesn't sound bitter at all. Her ex finally got himself together, and she's pissed that she's still in the same place. Yeah. You know, not everyone has to cheer for their ex, but rooting against someone's health is crazy.
No. Yeah, that's wild. She goes, I hope he eats himself into oblivion. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your smart device to
Play 98 PXY.
Finally, someone's doing something to help us out. I mean, listen, we're just trying to go see a concert every now and again, maybe attend a game or two of some sort, but I truly have to sell my entire soul to do so. But not anymore, people. If you are in the same boat of, I really wanted to see Taylor Swift, but it was $9 million. Yeah, that was a big blowback for Ticketmaster, but it stops here. It stops now. The Federal Trade Commissioner, the FTC, and its bipartisan group of state attorneys general sued Ticketmaster and its parent company on Thursday. So yesterday this all went down, saying that they are forcing consumers to pay more to see live events through a variety of illegal tactics. So the FTC said that Live Nation and Ticketmaster, which are owned by the same company, have deceived artists and consumers by advertising low prices than what the consumers must pay. Lower prices and then what the consumers pay are falsely claimed as different fees and things like that. And the number of tickets that consumers can buy for said event has strict limits and things of that nature. In reality, the FTC says that Ticketmaster coordinates with ticket brokers who bypass those ticket limits. And the FTC said that brokers use fake accounts to buy up to millions of dollars worth of tickets and sell them for markup prices using the platform that is Ticketmaster. So Ticketmaster obviously benefits from all of these additional fees and the sales that is kind of getting on the kickback of them selling to these brokers, says the FTC. So what happens now? Well, Ticketmaster controls 80% of all of major U.S. concert venue primary ticketing, according to the FTC, and consumers spent more than $82.6 billion buying tickets from Ticketmaster between 2019 and 2024. And we need to take into account here that 2020 basically doesn't count because there was no concerts. So that's really 4 years that all went down.
It's a buttload of money. $82.6 billion.
It really is. So the lawsuit was filed by the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. Joining the lawsuit were attorneys general of Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Nebraska, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia. I'm sure a lot of other states will be jumping on that as well, but it's just a completely botched way of selling tickets, and I hope that it comes to a complete and utter stop.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that money is has been accumulated just over Taylor Swift's tours
throughout
the last few years.
I know. And it doesn't help her at all because it just makes her look completely unobtainable. Yeah. And there was a slight citing of a rule or law change back in 2022 when everything happened with Taylor Swift, but nothing really came of it.
You know, a lot of these artists, too, they have to come out and, you know, they have to cover their ass. And they're like, look, I don't do that. OK,
right.
I don't take tickets and sell them for $10,000-$11,000.
Yeah.
The ticket cost is the ticket cost, you know. Their people deal with that. They set the price.
It's just insane because a regular ticket to a concert used to be $50 to $100, maybe $200-$300. Now it's you can't get away with buying a ticket for if a good ticket at that, a nice seat close for $800.
Yeah,
that's
no kind
of what it is.
Yeah. Anybody buy season tickets for the new Bills Stadium? What's that costing you? It's like your life savings.
So now, I was talking to Duffy down the hall about this. Now, with the new stadium that a lot of stadiums are implementing, is it's not just enough to buy your season tickets. You have to buy a license
Correct.
For your seat.
That's right.
So he said that is a one-time fee of around anywhere from 10 to 20 grand. So
plus on top of that, the tickets for the seat per seat. Yeah.
Yep.
This week, it was brought to my attention, you guys, that Breezy's mom has a crush on me, and I don't know. I've been so busy with life. I've been so busy that I didn't even have the time to look up and notice what was right in front of me all this time.
Also, I have another bone to pick with you because I'm a fiance now, and I was not going through, but I saw my fiance's DMs last night.
Well, we got to focus on one woman at a time here.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, we're going to get Breezy's mom on the phone with us to see if this is just a crush or if it's something more. That's next on PXY. 98
PXY is free. And always will be.
I just want everyone to know that sometimes in life, good things come to you when you least expect it. Get chased.
I wouldn't call this a good thing.
PXY
mornings. I'm actually sick to my stomach, so.
It's Moose and Breezy. It was brought to my attention this week that Breezy's gorgeous, stunning, beautiful mother, Bethy, has a crush on me.
Allegedly.
For the record, I am beyond flattered. And first off,
he can't even speak.
I'm overwhelmed.
He's flustered. He's really flustered.
I'm overwhelmed. How did this come about?
So basically, on Tuesday, we had my fundraising event. At Bronca. You were there. Thank you for the support. My mom was there. Thank you, my mom, for the support. And she saw you for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it's been
I don't know when, the last time you guys saw each other, but she looked at her best friend who was at the event with her and was like, she turned to him and was like, Moose looks really good. Like, Moose is looking really good.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, like, whatever. Didn't think anything of it, but she said something like that when you were in Italy too, and I was like, okay, like, got it. And then we were on the boat on Wednesday,
yeah,
and her and I just like have been going out recently, just like sitting because it's been so nice, and she brings it up again. She was like, Moose just looks really good, like he's like really like he looks big. I'm like, ooh. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then, like, literally she brought it up again. And I was like, all right, we got it. I was like, the only reason he looks big is because he's standing next to short people.
Okay, right. I don't know. I just felt like I was glowing in Italy. I don't know what it is.
I feel like you were too, but, like, it was circumstantial. So, like, don't get a big head about it.
Hi, Bethy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, Beth,
she's giggling like a schoolgirl.
I just want to take a minute to apologize because I've been so damn busy with life and I've been so consumed with my own selfish agenda that I didn't take the time to look up and notice what was right in front of me.
You've literally neglected her.
I don't care that you have two bad knees. I just...
They're better now.
I don't.
They're better now. A double knee replacement did her wonders.
So, Beth, let's just get this out of the way. What is it about me that first caught your eye?
Most. I think it's just your glowing personality and your beautiful blue eyes. I gotta say.
Oh my God.
That's the eyes.
Are you guys flirting, like right here?
me being Breezy's stepdad is crazy.
No, literally, what a turn of events. Not the throuple. Not Moose going back to Italy with my parents next week for a family vacation.
Beth, do you believe in age gaps?
No.
Neither.
Oh, okay. She goes, no, it's not.
I mean, one of my best friends is like 20 years younger, and another best friend is 30 years older, so I'm good.
30?
Yeah. Mm. I'm a visitor in the nursing home every week.
She's like 90 what? Two?
Three.
Yeah. That's wild. I know, because when I saw you Tuesday, I told Breezy, I was like, your mom is absolutely glowing. You look stunning.
You guys are just finding each other in a crowded room.
And then she came to me and said, the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, and here's the thing. Ever since I got home, I've been drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of fruit. I like to work out. So I've been like eating creatine for breakfast, so I'm glad that that's starting to pay off and
just
somebody noticed. Somebody
keep,
finally
keep
noticed.
Keep going, Moose. Keep going. You're doing great.
You snorting protein powder at 4 a.m. just like isn't working.
Are you ready to be a cougar, or do you prefer emotionally advanced guys with needs? Does that make sense?
No.
You know, I think I'm good where I'm at because, you know, we got this big trip planned and I don't need him mad at me.
Right. That is true.
Is your husband, is Todd there?
Oh, I'm sure he's listening. He's downstairs.
Oh, is he?
Him?
Yeah. He's in on it too. He's like, I'm game. It's just really disheartening because last night, I know this is a little sidebar, but I want to fill her in and everybody else.
Okay.
Last night we were out at our friend's house for the Bills game, and Patrice, my fiance, was sitting next to me, and I was just like looking over her shoulder. Every time she opens her DMs, I like want to see the tea, like I want to see what's going on.
Right.
And her last message was to you.
Okay.
And you posted one of your weird selfie, like mirror selfie things.
Sure.
And she swiped up and was like, looking good. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no, I have it right here. She goes, Moose, you look jacked. And I, you know.
And you didn't respond because you were holding out for my mom.
I'm a loyal guy. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a loyal guy.
It was like, this is literally my nightmare. Like, every single person in my life that is supposed to be obsessed with me is obsessed with Moose, and I need therapy. So.
Well, I just want to let you know, Bethy, that anytime you've ever come in the room, it's never gone unnoticed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Moose. You're full of it, but yeah.
No, I'm not. You're the type of woman to make a man a hearty breakfast, and believe me, I do like breakfast.
She doesn't eat before, too, so.
All right, Bethy, we love you so much. What are you wearing right now?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
All right. We'll see ya.
Okay.
She's like, see ya. With that being said, I just got a message from Patrice, my fiance, and she goes, Moose being my future stepfather-in-law is a big turn of events. I hate it here.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them. I just...
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.